Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, best and worst of the weekend. Your phone calls, emails, tweets, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We say good morning to Peacock, our TV partner, and also 362 radio affiliates around the country. The week one overreaction. How do you feel about the Bears now? Washington. How do you feel about the Jags, the Cardinals? Are you all out on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? You got Titans, Broncos tonight, Steelers, Giants as well. Are the Ravens better than they were last year? So we love to have a referendum on Monday, and we have a reaction, and of course it usually comes back to haunt us. The Cleveland Browns, I thought, would at least be competitive. I think they're a playoff team, but they made the Baltimore Ravens look even better yesterday. Here is Baker Mayfield after yesterday's loss.
Sometimes a wake-up call is pretty good for everybody. You know, a nice punch in the mouth. And that's how we should take it. We should, not dwell on it. Realize that we just got beat today. They played better than us. Look at it and get better, move on, and go play the Bengals. That's all we can do.
And as I said last hour, I thought last season was the punch in the mouth that was going to prepare you for this season. Mary Kay Cabot, she gets to witness this up close and personal. The Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, kind enough to join us. Mary Kay, how surprised were you yesterday with the result?
You know, maybe not surprised with the loss. I really thought that the Browns were going to lose this game. What I was surprised about was just the comedy of errors, one after another, beginning with Baker Mayfield's interception on that first drive. It just snowballed from there, and they couldn't get it together.
What are the expectations for this season?
Well, you know, I set the bar at 9-7, and I think a lot of fans probably, would agree with me on that. I think, you know, I mean, they've been just going over, you know, losing season after losing season. It's time to start winning. They've got enough talent. It's hard for me to look out there and see Odell, Jarvis, Austin Hooper, Jack Conklin, Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and not have them win 9 games. They need a winning season. I probably set the bar a little bit too high, but that's where I think it should be.
Yeah, I have them as a playoff team and maybe just getting in. And I don't know what the Steelers are going to be like. And the Bengals will be at least competitive. I mean, this game on Thursday night, this isn't a must-win situation yet, is it, Mary Kay, on Thursday for the Browns?
You know, I don't want to say must win. I hate to use that too early. I like to reserve that for when you're just about to be eliminated from playoff contention. So I don't want to say that at this point, but I mean, the statistics bear it out. If you start out 0-2, it's really, really a long, hard road to make the playoffs. I mean, the percentages are very, very low. Also, it's a division game. You can't be letting the Bengals come into First Energy Stadium, even though there will only be 6,000 fans there. You can't let Joe Burrow come in here and beat Baker Mayfield. That can't happen.
And you've already lost a divisional game to the Ravens, and now you got the Bengals on Thursday night. I love to watch Baker and Odell Beckham. And I thought that he acquiesced. He went to him too much last year. He was looking to him. He had 10 targets yesterday. He had 3 catches. But what do you think that relationship is like between those two when they step on a football field?
Well, it's got to get better. I mean, these guys can't be going out there and only completing 30% of their targets. That cannot happen. And I don't know exactly what the solution is going to be. You know, they're not always going to run up against Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey. This was a really good defense. The one big, huge takeaway from the game yesterday was the fact that this is a really great Baltimore Ravens team. They have gotten better. Lamar Jackson is a better passer than he was last year, and it's a very formidable defense. So Beckham's not always going to be getting beat up by Humphrey and Peters and those kind of guys. So I think they will get better together, and they have to. I think they need to be in double-digit touchdowns together, and if they can be, it means play.
Is Jarvis Landry their best wide receiver?
Right now, yes. You know, Jarvis and Baker, they can connect. Now, it wasn't for a ton of yards. It only was for 60 yards yesterday. But at least those guys somehow find a way to connect. And I think it's probably because maybe Jarvis is a little bit more precise in his route running. You know, Odell's always been able to freelance, to do whatever he has to do to get open and, you know, to shake these guys off and to beat the double teams. And that's just not really the kind of offense this is.
If we speak in a month, what do you think we're talking about?
I think that we're talking about the Browns bouncing back from this horrible, horrendous opening week loss and gathering some victories and kind of just staying in the thing.
Good to visit with you, Mary Kay. As always, we appreciate your time.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Mary Kay Cabot, she's the Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She'll have some storylines this year, that's for sure. And then this Thursday night game against the Bengals, Joe Burrow. But didn't Joe grow up a Browns fan? You know, he's from Athens, Ohio, so northern Ohio. I probably was a Browns fan, I guess, growing up. But that'll be fun. That'd be fun to watch that on Thursday night. Normally, if you said, hey, it's the Bengals against the Browns, I wouldn't be too excited. But Joe Burrow, he looked okay yesterday. And that's against a good defense. That's against a good defense. He did okay. Yeah, McLevin.
The announcer pointed out a couple times, he is fast.
Well, isn't it he's faster than you think, or he's deceptively fast?
Yes.
That's what it's always, you know. If you're white and athletic, you're deceptively fast. Joe Burrow is a good runner. You know, he's got some moves, too. He's elusive. But keeping a play alive. But how was my MVP pick yesterday, Russell Wilson Jr. the third? 31-35. And I like that they didn't, you know, it's one of those, how about we start throwing earlier instead of, hey, Russ, we need you in the fourth quarter. He looked great. He looked great. Oh, I didn't get to Paulie's best and worst of the weekend. I thought Todd took them all, so you don't have any.
You gave me time to regroup. I had to go deep into Division 3.
I apologize.
Okay, best of the weekend, Army football, Army Black Knights 37-7 over UL Monroe. No big deal there. But they have a running back, Jacoby Buchanan. He had 106 yards. He's 5'11", 263 pounds, their running back. There's people that move out of his way when he gets the ball, and he gets the ball a lot. Bigger thing, though. BYU and Army had a game this upcoming Saturday. BYU had to postpone the game for different reasons, and now Army has an open spot on their schedule. Mike Buddy is their great name, by the way, Mike Buddy. What's up, buddy? He's their AD for Army football. He tweeted this, quote, undefeated COVID-negative college football team from New York looking for like-minded disciplined team for a date next Saturday. Also must be COVID-negative. Twitter, do your thing. We need to help Army find a football game this weekend.
Now, what's the dating site?
I don't know.
McLevin?
Tinder?
Tinder.
Oh, you don't answer it.
Come on.
No, you're at least aware of Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah. McLovin's not on Tinder.
Yeah, confirmed. I am
you're not,
not
on Tinder. Todd.
I'm strictly J-Date. I'm looking for a nice Jewish J-Date? Club. I think I have one already. I don't know why I would be looking. Well, I'm not a polygamist. I'm fine.
I was always, I love the farmers.com when like farmers only. And then, you know, that guy would walk into a bar and there'd be like 10 beautiful women. And somehow that's how the magic happens when you're a farmer.
All strangely wearing jean shorts and boots and a cowboy hat. That's not the look, really, I thought.
I was going to buy a ranch. I figured, might as well give me a cowboy hat. Yes, McLovin.
Side question. Do you guys think that we would have done better in the, you know, in the dating era that's online or the way we did it when we went to a bar and had pickup lines or whatever?
Well, we didn't do well in the other one. So I think we would have to do better now.
I think we all would do better in person.
But are we holding the jobs that we have?
No, we're 25 and still battling our way up.
Battling our way up.
I feel like all of us are good talkers. Like if you get us in front of somebody and chat them away, we have a better chance.
Yeah, I didn't do well. I was shy. I had no game. Zero. Zero. And then after the fact where, you know, there'd be a couple of, you know, girls that I liked in high school and they go, you never made a move on me. You never said anything. I'm like, wait, you would have gone out? And they're like, yeah. And I'm going, you got to be kidding.
What's worse than that?
I know. I just didn't want rejection. And, you know, I had friends who had so much confidence. They would just walk up, start chatting them up, and then I'd go, wait, you got somebody's number? Yeah, you just walk up, start talking, and that's it. I go, can't do it. Yeah, see.
That was always so amazing that, like, you had some buddies that could just walk into any room and shoot their shot anywhere, and it didn't matter, yes, no, anything. It was like, all right, cool, no sweat. It's on to the next one. Like, what is crazy?
Because my friends would be brutal. If you came back and you didn't get a phone number or something, like they would just crush you. And I would just rather be the people, you know, in the group crushing the guy who did get up there, you know, at least got to the plate. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, it's worse than finding out that high school girls wanted to go out with you. I have not found that out in all these years. Not a single girl who did go out with me.
Finding out the girls didn't want to go out with you.
And I don't think it was my fictional girlfriend in the Buffalo area that was keeping them away either.
What's the poll question we're going to go with?
Okay, a couple more options for hour three. Who's getting the number one pick? Is it the Jets? The Panthers? I don't know. The Dolphins? Not the Dolphins. The Browns? The Lions? It feels like there's a lot of Jets.
I'm
going to
still put Jacksonville in there.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They played well. They played well, and they earned that win. But they're going to be in the running for worst team in the NFL. They may have to trade Gardner Minshew because he's playing too well. Why did you trade him? He's playing too well. We had to get rid of him.
Who's the backup? I don't even know.
That sounds like a game. Guess the Jags' backup quarterback. Because I thought Josh Rosen, that was going to be a good place for Josh Rosen to go. And then he ended up going to Tampa. Guess the backup quarterback in Jacksonville.
This can't be right. I got to confirm.
Then it is right.
Like a Chad Henne or a David Fales situation?
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, and if that's a guy who was the backup to Mahomes last year.
Not Matt Moore.
No, he's still in Kansas City, isn't he?
I think. Why would you leave that cushy job?
Oh, I don't think you're going to get this guy. If Mike Glennon was there, I don't know if he's still there.
No, I don't think Glennon is. Is there some? So who else is there?
Jake Luton of Oregon State.
Oh, yeah, that's Luton. Yeah, he's the backup, yeah. Yeah, so they got two Pac-12 guys on the roster.
Jay Lutt.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that. All right, we'll get to phone calls. The Big Ten, I'm told, will vote today. That was what I was told yesterday about playing football. They need 9 votes. I don't know what happens to the other schools, but there are schools that aren't going to play. Even if the Big Ten votes to play, there'll be schools that don't play. And that will be because of what's going on in their respective states, or it could be their president or presidents. But you're going to have Nebraska, Iowa, Ohio State, Indiana, Purdue. I don't know. I don't think Northwestern and Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Rutgers are going to. But I was told that they would be scheduled to vote today. And I think we're going to have Big Ten football. And that's why I gave you October 10th as a start date, because that's what they were aiming for. And I think people misinterpreted that I said, hey, they're coming back October 10th. No, they're targeting October 10th. Now they've waited 2 weeks. Now October 17th is the latest that they can play, still get in an 8 or 9 game schedule, and then have the Big Ten championship game. And then the following day, that's when the selection committee makes their final four choices. And then hopefully, from what I was told yesterday, that Ohio State would pass the sight test, where we've seen enough of you, you didn't have as many games, but we want you in the final four. I did have somebody, I asked a source, after watching Clemson, I watched Notre Dame and I watched Clemson, and I watched pretty much the entire game. And I said to my source, how would Notre Dame do this year against Clemson? And my source said, not well. They would do pretty much the way they did the last time they faced him, which didn't go well. It feels like Clemson is, you know, there's two schools right now that look like, and, well, Clemson certainly looks like they are elite again. A lot of talent, and they roughed up Wake Forest. Not a big headline there, but just the fact that Notre Dame looked okay against Duke. But Clemson, you know, you got a great quarterback, great receivers, offensive line. I mean, basically, they got everything you need. And you still got Etienne, the running back. Talented as well. Let me see. Jeff in Detroit. Oh, Jeff in Detroit. Sorry, Jeff.
Well, let me regale you with the weekend's past events with a story, Daniel.
All right.
It was my birthday. I had a good time, got cake, talked to all my siblings. Come Sunday, a friend of mine calls me up. I got two screens. People coming over from Chicago, man, just come through. I say, okay, not a problem. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. Up until the fourth quarter, and Paulie knows this. If you're dealing with a Chicago fan, if they have one or two things on, a Cubs jersey at a football game or a Walter Payton throwback jersey, you're dealing with a straight-up Chicago fan, for real. So the trash talking got intense. At the end, they make Mitchell Trubisky look like Joe Montana or somebody. They really do. And then for Swift to drop the ball the way he did was a true Lions finish to the game. It really was. But you know what, Dan? I'm passing out sunshine and puppy dogs over here. I feel like this. This is the first game. I'm not going to jump off the deep end. I'm still in a great mood. And Swift owes us now. You're all over the place. I mean, the guy made it to the Dan Patrick Show. So he knows he has to come show improve next weekend. Just come on, man. Can somebody stop the bears from pooping in our yard?
Thank you, Jeff. By the way, this is how that heartbreak sounded for Jeff.
Lions from the Bears 16, down 4, 11 seconds to go. Matthew's going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws.
Yes!
Caught!
Oh!
No, he dropped it! Oh, you no! Oh, no! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. You go from victory to defeat just like that. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle with DP Show. Mike D'Antoni has left the building. He informed the Rockets that he would not be coming back. Is that a good job? We'll talk about that. And Bill Belichick has a Belichickian answer to a question after yesterday's win that you'll love. 18 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. ZipRecruiter, they will help you find the right person. I love this stat. You know, Ethan provides stats to us all the time. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So add ZipRecruiter to your roster to help you win the hiring game. And it's tough. anytime, you know, going through applicants, the difficulty finding the right person for the right job, finding the time to hire somebody while running your business. Plus, we're trying to ensure workplace safety. Let ZipRecruiter take all of that off your plate. No matter the industry, healthcare to manufacturing to business services, ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. Now, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. They send out your resume, post a job. It's sent to over 100 top job sites. Then ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology hustles for you to find the right people with the right experience. And then they will have them apply. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick, ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And remember, ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Got a great post-game comment from Bill Belichick. Belichickian. Mike D'Antoni informed the Rockets that he would not be coming back. He mentioned this yesterday. I'd been told all along when they got back into the bubble, if they didn't go to the Western Conference Finals, that he was not going to be back, whether it was his choice or not. The move was expected by many, but it ends one of the more interesting coaching efforts in recent NBA history. Great regular season success, but they came up short in the playoffs. They twice lost to Golden State. This year, they fall to LeBron and the Lakers. And Mike D'Antoni's postseason fate feels a lot like those teams that lost to Michael Jordan. You know, he was a victim of history, losing to potentially all-time teams. You know, even when he was in Phoenix, losing to the San Antonio Spurs. D'Antoni has been an innovator, and that scheme in Phoenix helped bring down, bringing out an offensive revolution, when you think about it, because of their style and then the three-point shooting. He took that to the next level. He helped change the NBA, and he tried something even more radical this year with the small ball approach. And even though he didn't win a title, several teams are going to be interested in Mike D'Antoni. He's 69 years of age, and maybe he doesn't win it all, but at the very least, your team is guaranteed at being interesting. There are reports that Philadelphia is interested in Mike D'Antoni, that the Pacers would be interested. I don't know if New Orleans would be interested, but I'm guessing that he already had a job lined up. That's why he was leaving Houston. And is this a good job? I've seen that Ty Lue and maybe Sam Cassell, the former Rockets guard, would be at the top of the list if you're going to bring him in. But, I mean, you're stuck with that offensive philosophy. Now, you want to add some size there, or do you want to have, 6'7" and smaller? But you live by the three, you die by the three. And they died by the three again this year. And now you bring in Russell Westbrook, who... We can argue this. Maybe there is no argument. Just to have him, alongside James Harden. Okay. He's not a good shooter. And you saw these defenses. And certainly in the postseason, when you're playing half court, if you allow these guys to run up and down the floor, Houston's really good in the regular season. Exciting, interesting, dangerous. You get to the postseason, you don't get to run up and down. They shut you down. They slow you down. And now they're saying, all right, run a play. Run an offense here. And they were saying to Russell Westbrook, they may have been actually verbalizing this. Go ahead and shoot, Russ. They let him shoot. They gave him the Lonzo Ball treatment. And he kept shooting. When he's in transition, he's spectacular. But if you're going to make him, do set plays and have him shoot, and you want him to shoot, you're going to take that. Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned Mike D'Antoni for the Sixers job. The Sixers are full of tall guys who don't shoot threes and aren't ball handlers. Yeah. I mean, Ben Simmons is a ball handler, but not in the Steve Nash vein. It doesn't seem like the right mix at all with the current roster.
His philosophy is pushing, the envelope on offense here. I don't know if he can come up with a different style, or he can take his style and somehow have the 76ers adapt to it. I don't see that happening. I would think a young team would be fun for him. New Orleans would be a fun team. I don't know Indiana's personnel well enough. You got Brogdon and Oladipo, Sabonis, TJ Warren. So maybe there's something there. I do think that he can make an average team better. I don't know if he can make a good team great. Or greater. But, lost in all of this is the Clippers lost to Denver. What if Denver wins this series? What if they take game 7 tomorrow night? Because everybody, we've all pointed towards, it's going to be Clippers-Lakers. It's going to be Clippers-Lakers. Like the Nuggets down 3-1 and they come back. Now, there's very little talked about here because this isn't LeBron who blew the 19-point lead. If the Lakers had done this, then this would be leading some shows, even though we're coming off a football weekend. Kawhi's not going to get any criticism, any blame whatsoever, because they're down 3-1. If this was LeBron, and even if LeBron played well, this would be headline-making. It's the Clippers, and that's why it's not a big topic. Lakers? It would be a topic. It's like the Cowboys' loss is a big topic today. I mean, they lost to the Rams in Los Angeles, and they had a chance to win that game. Do I have questions about it? Yes. Is it the end of the earth and you got to lead with it? No. because I do think Dallas is going to be a very good team in a bad division this year and be a postseason team, and I have them going to the Super Bowl. There are other more pressing issues, I think. I would be more concerned about what happened with Tom Brady and in New Orleans than I would be what happened with the Cowboys against the Rams. Rams defense showed up. They made some big plays. And they do have some defensive players there. And they ran the ball well. I mean, you're running the ball 40 times. It's almost like we're seeing this philosophy of trying to protect your quarterback. And the Rams felt like they were protecting Jared Goff. The Niners, they protect Jimmy Garoppolo as best they can. You know, you run the football. But I wouldn't be concerned about what happened with the Cowboys. It's early. Bill Belichick, he's in midseason form. He was asked a long-winded question about no fans in the stands yesterday.
Bill, you are obviously someone who has seen a lot of football in your day, been involved in a lot of games. What was the atmosphere like in the stadium without fans there? Can you compare it to anything else that you've experienced in your football life?
Practice.
How long? I'm curious how long it took for the next question to be asked. Because if I'm asking the next one, do I go quickly or do I let it breathe a little bit to make my question sound a little bit better than that? And do you do that to the reporter? You're gonna like, I ain't asking my question yet. No, I'm gonna wait a little bit. Bill, how did you feel about Cam Newton's performance yesterday? He loves to wax poetic about Cam Newton. Yeah, Paul.
I'm just waiting for the one snarky reporter to go, Coach, would you elaborate on your comparison of practice to a game with no fans?
Or just say, what do you mean? And just something to get him going.
Already answered it.
Here's Bill Belichick talking about how well Cam played.
He played well today. You know, he hit a lot of passes. He ran the ball well. He led the team. He made some good checks and adjustments. You know, I thought that he did a good job. I mean, look, there's room for improvement from all of us. So, you know, I'm not saying it was, you know, it was the best executed game in the history of football. But, you know, we did some good things today in all three phases of the game. We're proud of that, and we'll go back to work on the things that we need to do better. But I thought he did a good job for us.
That's a season's worth of compliments right there from Belichick.
He's all out.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Can you ask him, since you had the early game, are you going to run to a screen and catch a little of Tom Brady in that Bucs Saints action?
No, you just say, hey, after you go home, what are you going to watch? And then he might say game footage. He may say, can't wait to watch the U.S. Open tennis final. I'm going to watch the Safeway Open. Stewart Cink has got a four-shot lead. But I would love to know how much of the Tampa Bay game he watched. He's never going to tell you he watched that. But it would be interesting to know how much he did watch of that game. Tom throws the pick six. By the way, he's thrown a pick six in three straight games. Yeah. Including the playoffs. He had previously never thrown one in back-to-back games. Here's one for you. Tom Brady is the first quarterback with a pick six in three consecutive games, including the postseason, since 2013. Two quarterbacks did it in 2013. Three games with pick sixes. One is attached to Tom Brady in one way. The other guy is not playing, I don't think, anymore. Career backup. Blaine Gabbert, Brady's backup in Tampa, did it. And Matt Schaub did it.
I think Schaub might still be playing.
Is he?
He was on a roster. Hold on.
He was a backup last year.
Yeah,
I don't know if he is now.
Yeah, I remember that we were surprised that Matt Schaub was still in the league as a backup. A couple more phone calls here. Keith in Virginia. Hi, Keith. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. Just wanted to call in and throw some more salt on McLovin's wounds. One of those to the poll question, why did he not throw Philly in one of those teams that's number one pick?
Whoa. Keith.
As a long-suffering Washington fan, that was my best for the weekend. The worst was not having any fans there to enjoy the victory. But as a long-suffering Washington football team fan, I saw more fans in the stand than I did all last year.
All right. Well, thank you, Keith. Yeah. Crushed you there, McLovin.
Well, Lane Johnson will be back. The game was in Washington.
Blah, 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 blah. Kyle Number in one. California joins us. Hi, Kyle. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP. I got a best and worst, but I want to start out saying how impressed I am by the Nuggets. I think we all have seen guys step up and make shots, but I think everybody underestimated Joker and Murray. I've got a little nugget on Game 7, but I'm going to save that for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Best of the weekend. Best for me, watching the Cowboys, that division is so bad, and it's good to know Jalen Ramsey watches a lot of NBA basketball. That was a fantastic flop. And in terms of Mike D'Antoni, he needs to go somewhere. He's got to go to the Pelicans, get running. His offense, 7 seconds or left, it doesn't work when James Harden just stands there the whole game. Doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the phone call, Kyle. Esteban in California is back. He had the bet about the Raiders winning 10 games this year. Esteban, you're taking your victory lap right now?
Well, not just yet, Dan. And good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to call in with a couple of my best of the weekend. Yes, the Raiders did win, but the best of the weekend was Carolina not choosing to go with McCaffrey for that crucial play. So there you go. That's one of my bets for the weekend. The second one would be my daughter turned 7 on Saturday. So, again, just no actually worst of the weekends. I'm a little bit of a positive poly right now, so just want to keep on going. And but, yeah, for sure, definitely.
All right. Well, congratulations on the Raiders getting that win. Yeah, that's one of those where it felt like Matt Rhule was outsmarting himself, where you need less than a yard and you got Christian McCaffrey and then you don't give it to Christian McCaffrey. You give it to your fullback. Okay. I don't expect a lot out of Carolina, but they were competitive against the Raiders. Teddy looked okay. McCaffrey did what you expect out of him. I'm hearing from all these Jacksonville fans. Yeah, tank this, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, congratulations. I'm not the only person who said you were tanking. And by the way, would you rather win 6 games or 3 games this year? If I give you three wins and Trevor Lawrence, or you get 6 wins and you end up with the 7th pick. Exactly. You'll take 3 wins. Hey, who's to say that Trevor Lawrence is better than Gardner Minshew? Me? The world? Gardner Minshew may even say Trevor Lawrence is better than him. Oh, I love the week 1 overreaction. Hey, nice Super Bowl pick with the Cowboys. If they won the game, would I hear from you? Is it a bad pick if they had won the game last night? Yeah, McLovin.
If I had told you, by the way, Alden Smith's going to be the best player on the field,
wow,
except for Aaron Donald, that's a nice addition for them.
He was great last night. For a guy who hasn't played in 5 years, and look, Jerry Jones will take a chance on anybody. If you get paroled, he'll take a chance on you. But Alden Smith, this could turn out to be a really great story. Leighton Vander Esch broke his collarbone. Like, Dallas, didn't they lose a lineman too?
Blake Jarwin, tight end.
Oh, the tight end.
ACL, yeah.
Yes.
And a back, sort of a platooning lineman, Cam Irving, is hurt too.
This is some pretty good players to lose early. Yeah, Paulie.
Alden Smith, if you go back his career stats, he didn't even start a game as a rookie. He came off the bench as a rookie with San Francisco. He had 14 sacks without starting a game. His second year in the league, he had 20 sacks. And he has started a total of 38 games in his career, and he has 48 and a half sacks.
Ooh.
No one in NFL history has like over 1 sack a game. He's by far, based off games started in the NFL, 38 starts, 48 and a half sacks. It's really, his stats are nuts. And he missed 4 seasons.
And even if you take the light estimate there, he'd have over 100 sacks.
Based off, let's say he played the last 4 seasons as he should have. You know, he missed half a season, half a season, half a season, and then 4 other seasons.
Oh, wow.
He's basically missed 5.5 seasons of football. And if he averaged 10 sacks in those seasons, he'd be at like 120.
Yeah.
And then you start to approach a Hall of Fame career. Yeah, McClubbin.
By the way, Chandler Jones had a sack yesterday, too. He's another guy who's close to a sack a game.
Yeah.
Cardinals, the hype on the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't know how good. I love Kyler Murray. Yet we haven't heard any criticism of Kyler Murray being too short. That's been a while, right? I think, Paulie, could you check, is Kyler Murray grown since he was drafted? Because I heard that was a knock on him, that he was too short. Oh, maybe check and see if the Cardinals got shorter linemen so he could throw over the shorter linemen there. Once again, you talk yourself out of something because you say what a guy can't do instead of what he can do.
Russell Wilson is still pretty short, too.
Damn, he looked good. He looked good against the Falcons. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll do that coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last call for phone calls. Army needs an opponent. Saturday in West Point, they need a football opponent there. I imagine Army would have nice accommodations. They'd fly you in. Like they're basically trying to go on a website looking for a date.
You got a big budget.
Yeah.
They're ready.
But they were going to have a game against BYU, which would have been a good game because BYU steamrolled Navy. But I think BYU, did they have one positive test? Is that what it was?
It may have been a staff member, too. I don't know if it was necessarily a player.
All right. Joe in Chicago joins us. Hey, Joe, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Danny. I got a best and a worst of the weekend for you. My best was fourth quarter, Mitchell Trubisky. My worst of the weekend was quarters 1-3, Mitchell Trubisky. Can't do another season like this, man.
Yeah, no. But you know what? I would take a victory lap today. Thank you, Joe. You got a victory. Not pretty. You know, this is the way I look at it. He's not going to play as well as he did in the fourth quarter this season. And hopefully he doesn't play as bad as he did in the first three quarters this year. But if you're basing your hopes off of Mitchell Trubisky by what we've seen, so it feels like he's regressed. Because he did have moments early in his career where he went, okay, I get it. Now when I watch, like people have a job, and their job is to assess the quarterback that you're going to take with the third pick overall. Like, jobs are attached to this. And that's what I always wonder when somebody says, hey, we got to move up to get this guy. Okay, he must be really, really good. And that's where the mystery lies with Mitchell Trubisky. He might be one of those guys that works out, you know, he has his pro day and he looks great. But that's not what the position's all about. Teddy Bridgewater had a horrible pro day. And I said, just watch how he played in games. Mitchell Trubisky didn't even have good games. And usually, you're going, okay, oh, I get it. You know, he was really good when he actually played games. And that wasn't the case. So that's what I don't understand this. Jordan Love didn't look good at all in his last year in college at Utah State. And then you go up to get him, and you know that he's a few years away. But there's no guarantee. And, you know, would you change your draft pick based off, you know, what you saw yesterday in Minnesota? How your team performed? And how could you have added somebody of value this year to make you a better team? Are the Packers going to be a playoff team? And that's also part of this that, you know, they have to look and take inventory and go, all right, how good are we this year? And, you know, do we want to be doing something now for this year's team, or are we going to do something down the road? But the Packers looked, you know, that's impressive. To beat a division rival on the road after the offseason that Aaron Rodgers had, but chip on the shoulder Aaron Rodgers. Man, he loved that. Yeah, McLovin.
So have you read the theory that the Packers knew what they were doing, took Jordan Love to wake up Aaron Rodgers, send a message, get the best out of him?
Is somebody writing that?
Oh, yeah. No one professional.
Oh, so he's playing better because of Jordan Love.
We have
like,
seen
if they didn't take Jordan Love, then he wouldn't have played well yesterday.
Did seem to light a fire under him, possibly.
Well, then why didn't they do that the last 6 years, draft a quarterback? Like, now
he's been MVP within the last 6 years. You mean 2 years.
Okay. Hadn't had any Super Bowl appearances.
Well, last year, they didn't let him throw. They hand the ball off all the time.
Yeah, well, that's the coaching philosophy that you have. They want to be like San Francisco. San Francisco's protecting their quarterback. That's why they run the football.
Hide him in the fourth quarter, though. That's the problem.
Garoppolo, I know. Mikey in Iowa. Hi, Mikey. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
295, best of the weekend, the Bears comeback, bester of the weekend, getting a text from a buddy to turn on TBS to watch the last three innings of Alec Mills' no-no.
Yeah, that was sweet. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, thanks for the phone call there, Mikey. He didn't have a pitch over 91 miles an hour. And I don't think he was even drafted. You know, he's a guy who throws a lot of breaking ball off speed, but threw a no-hitter. There are guys like that where it's just one day it just happens. Like, didn't Bud Smith throw a no-hitter? Sonny Gray? Like, there are a lot of guys who throw a no-hitter and you go, really? It's almost like, you know, there are a lot of pitchers who didn't throw no-hitters. Great pitchers. Hall of Fame pitchers didn't throw no-hitters. And then you get guys who go, hey, one day it just happened. Yeah, Paul.
Remember R.A. Dickey? He had that couple years where he's really good for Toronto.
Yeah.
He was kind of a knuckleballer, came out of nowhere. He didn't get good until he was like 35.
Yeah. Did he throw a no-hitter?
I think so. R.A. Dickey made his first All-Star appearance at age 37 with the Mets.
Yeah, I remember we had him on.
You want to Cy Young at age 37.
Yeah. Jake in North Carolina. Hi, Jake. What do you have for me today?
Hey, DP. Just got a best and a bester for you. The first is obviously just the level of play of the weekend. No preseason games and just how everyone was playing. The bester of the weekend was coaches still covering their mouth when calling plays, even when wearing a face mask. That was hilarious.
All right. Thank you, Jake. Phil in Texas. Hi, Phil. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. 5'10", 192-time Ironman. So the best of the week is going to be Troy Aikman on national TV saying WTF. And then Joe Buck turned around and looked at him like, dude, we're still on the air. All right. The worst is obviously the interference call that can no longer be reviewed. And my daughter's the most gorgeous woman in the world, and she married a fellow that looks just like McLovin. So you tell that boy not to be so hard on himself.
Thank you, Phil. I don't think that was a compliment.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I thought that interference call was that's a no call. You just let him play. It was contact on both sides. I don't think Gallup got any advantage from it. You know, we always talk about what it looks like, the optics, you know, that there was separation when A.J. Green pushed off for his touchdown. Absolutely. You have to call that. But the Gallup play, no. I don't think so. Let's find the results of the poll question. Ron Rivera, the Washington head coach, will join us. Steve Levy calling the Monday night game in Denver. His first Monday night game. Leaves will join us on loan from the mothership.
Okay, which quarterback situation is the worst? Baker Mayfield runs away with it. Sam Darnold second.
All right. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
It's only one game, but you have concerns about Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah. McLevin?
Kyle Long sounds like he might go back to the NFL someday.
Yeah, did sound like that. Seton O'Connor?
Kyle Long comfortable with 350 still.
Yeah. Bench pressing. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
Kyle Long lost weight, but could still bench.
What did I learn, Todd?
Including the playoffs, Tom Brady's had a pick six in three consecutive games.
What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom during these unprecedented times. You can rely on LegalZoom for legal help. Visit LegalZoom.com today. Take care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. That's LegalZoom.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking about the Monday night games tomorrow. Get you ready for the Game 7, Clippers, and the Nuggets as well. Talk to you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.